Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is His message, what is the message of the Lord, by Father Anthony Uche. Today is Friday of the 27th week in ordinary time. First reading will be taken from the prophet Joel, chapter 1. Verses 13 to 15, chapter 2, verses 1 to 2. Our psalm for today is Psalm 9. Gospel reading will be taken from Luke's Gospel, chapter 11, verses 15 to 26. My brother, my sister, the prophet Joel, in today's first reading, calls us to prepare, calls us to cry out, and demands that we pass the night and day in sackcloth, for the day of the Lord is near. The signs of that day are obvious in our own time. Look around you. Look around your family, communities, and country. What do you see? Of course, the enemy is roaming around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. The enemy is breaking down or has broken down unity in our families. Love in marriage and family is almost dead. Some of our leaders are not truthful and sincere. Hence, the people are hungry and angry, ready and willing to embrace civil disobedience. War has ravaged or is ravaging some parts of the world as we speak. The Word of God says that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, but we know that the temptations of the flesh are gradually overshadowing us. Lastly, our environment suffers as a result of climate change today. Thus, my brother, my sister, those signs of the end time are dark and gloomy, but there is hope for us. Because our God is an optimist. St. John says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Thus, the psalmist of today reassures us that the Lord will judge us with justice and fairness. We must therefore remain positive, because the mercy of the Lord overcomes all fears. Psalm 27 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his temple." I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Yes, we are confident because Jesus reminds us in today's gospel once again that the kingdom of doom will not overshadow us. Yes, the kingdom of doom will not overshadow those who stand with the Lord, because he who is not with Jesus is against the Lord of hosts. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 17 says, "He who is united with the Lord is one with him in spirit." Therefore, if we are with the Lord, then we must be open to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, must pray and ask the Holy Spirit to mold us, to prepare us, and to help us to become a voice that speaks of peace, a voice that upholds justice and fairness, a voice that promotes not the good of himself or herself, but the good of others, the good of the community, the common good. If we desire to keep that voice alive and active in this world, then, my brother, my sister, we must flee from the corruption in this world, especially through the sacraments of reconciliation and the Eucharist. We must constantly work hard to overcome our failings, our failures, and keep alive the talk against marginalization, the talk against racism, the talk for the poor and the needy. We must not wait until we feel Jesus' mercy or hear his voice before we transform ourselves and our countries. We must be proactive active if we intend to be with Jesus on the day of the Lord. May the Lord help us to overcome our fears, to overcome our feelings, and may He keep us in His love. And when He comes, may He shower us with His mercy. May the Lord bless us this day, this weekend, and may He continue to provide for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.